VCU has been conducting a research program at Bon Secours St. Mary's Hospital known as Project Search.
We have been training young adults with autism, most of them between 18 and 21, how to become workers in the healthcare industry.
Dr. Paul Wayman, a professor in the VCU Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, is the lead investigator.
These young people with autism will go to the St. Mary's Hospital, and they are placed in rotations such as in the intensive care unit or the family center unit or infectious control, those types of places. And then the other half still stay in Henry Eichel schools. A small randomized clinical trial study looking to see whether or not 9 months of training as an intern would lead to employment.
Competitive employment is, he said, the whole purpose of the work.
This $2.5 million grant for the next 5 years allows us to expand to Northern Virginia and also to Southeastern Virginia, building on a program that's been extremely successful. So we've taken these individuals with significant autism, and every one of them has been employed by Bon Secours Hospital in St. Mary's there.
The young people involved, Dr. Wayman said, have been diagnosed with classic autism.
They all have different social and communication challenges, and they have to learn how to navigate the hospital. They have to interact with the different supervisors that they're assigned to work with for a 10-week block.
In the program, the daily lives of the students change dramatically.
We have an internship program that is not a 2-week program or a 1-month program, but it's a 9-month. You're there from the first day of school all the way to the end. You never see your high school again. This is your last year. You are immersed into that hospital. You put on your scrubs, you put on your badge, you have to pass the safety rules, and you are now integrated.
He mentioned watching a young woman sterilizing the tools that would be used in ambulatory surgeries.
This gal is going through like 200 instruments, sterilizing them and organizing them. You know, a very important task that needs to be done with great detail, which plays directly to the strengths of people with autism.
I asked how these students, who've been in and out of doctors' offices, clinics, and hospitals since they were diagnosed, respond to the hospital as, if you will, a friendly place.
We're finding that the amount of support that is required for them in their other aspects of life is reduced. Okay, so families are saying that they're more independent at home and they can get around more. And this is exactly what we want to see. We want to create people who are independent, that can contribute to society, that are happy and proud in their job, and whose gifts can be really seen and released for, in many cases, the first time. So your question is spot on.
Dr. Wayman pointed to another student he first saw in the boy's first 2 weeks of rotation.
He was sitting on the floor, and he was repeating words over and over again. I couldn't understand him. He was tapping away at his laptop. So he knew what he was doing with the laptop, but nobody else could really know what was happening. Well, by the end of the second rotation in January or February, he was a star. And by the time he got into the third rotation, he had a suit and tie on, and he got up and actually said a few words. He was hired. It was a complete change from the beginning to the end.
John Ogle, WCVE News.